This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, where we talk politics. And you go, oh, we talk politics. That's a boring subject. Who wants to talk politics? Maybe politics used to be boring, but it's not anymore. You can reach us, by the way, at KJRadio.com or 844-551-8255. Why is politics not boring? Because politics transcends everything you do. I'm going to go on vacation. I promise you, where you choose is going to be driven by some of your politics. What are they? Are you going to go to Durango, Colorado? Now they have dopes, you know, panhandlers all over the place. It's not what it used to be. It's a marijuana haven. City stinks. I can name other places. Reasons why. Were you planning on going to St. Louis to visit family and friends? Well, you better watch out because Black Lives Matters over there. Woo-hoo-hoo! Politics influences everything you do. You like sports? Have we talked about that a little bit? By the way, you guys, you got after me. Kevin, you should have talked more about football after the football thing on Sunday. Maybe so. Maybe so. We'll give you a lot of football today. How about that? Because it needs to be discussed. The outcome. We'll talk polling and different things. I heard CBS numbers had it down 19%. That's not a small amount. In business, that's a big deal. Now, that was year to year. So, in other words, last year to this year, down 19%. My curiosity is, what is it down from last week to this week? I don't have the numbers. Maybe can you get those? Find them. See if we can find them. This is huge. I tried to explain to people on TV. I was on Neil Cavuto the other day, and I'm trying to explain to Charles Gasparini and some girl named Sabrina, and of course Neil, who go, we need to be focusing on tax policy, and he's trying to get this new tax policy through in Obamacare, and I go, yeah, and Donald Trump is doing it the right way. He is addressing all those issues in the NFL.
They're like, what is he talking about? Kevin's lost his mind.
This man's gone crazy. No, I haven't. Let me explain something to you before we get into all of this. When I started this brand, the Black Sphere, and I said, you know, and didn't know what I was writing about everything and thought I'd run out of ideas. And then I had a conversation with God, and I said, God, I'm out of ideas. He says, you're not out of ideas. You're just out of direction. You don't know where you want to go. Kevin, everything that you're talking about is in your wheelhouse. Practically every political issue is in your wheelhouse, bro. And I was like, God, yeah, I'm glad you're familiar enough to call me bro, but how do you say that, Lord? And he goes, well, you're going to have plenty to write about because everything that's involved in politics is about race or class, and you know about it. In fact, I prepared you for this. I made you get born to poor parents who went on to work for wealthy people. So if there's anybody that has a lesson in black versus white and rich versus poor, it's little Kevin Jackson. My Sherry Amour, pretty little... Oh, that's little Stevie Wonder. I'm sorry. Little Kevin Jackson. So he said, I didn't give you a voice for singing, but I gave you a voice. Shut up, I can see. That wasn't too bad. But he said, I gave you a voice to talk about these issues and make people understand that all of this politics, all of these political issues, all these things are reverting back to something that is destroying the fabric of this nation. A nation that I built for a reason. I made America what it is, Kev. And I said, Lord, that's a lot to put on my little shoulders. But I tell you this, I don't believe you. I don't think that you can put something in my mind that's going to let me talk about anything generically. I need to find a lane. Race and politics, you know, race and class is one thing. But you're telling me it's in all of politics. And he said, you mark my words, young man. He didn't call me bro. He says, in the morning you wake up and you won't even know. You can have so much to talk about, you won't even know what to talk about. And I'm not even exaggerating this one bit. As God is my witness, the next morning I woke up, And I was like, wow. The world had opened up. I figured it out. Everything we talk about involves one of two things. It involves a class battle or a race battle. In a country where you, regardless of your race, can be whatever class you choose. We're not talking about India where there's a caste system. We're not talking about countries where if you are a migrant, you know, if you're a farm worker, that's what you're going to be. You can't get out of that. We're talking about a country, America, where you can be whatever you choose to be. Look, we just elected a dope-smoking biker to be the president of the United States. Now, if that doesn't tell you all you need to know, then shame on you. You missed the message. Well, I didn't miss it. So what did I do? I started talking about race and class all the time. They'd say, Kevin, Obamacare. I'd go, yeah. And they want you to believe that Obamacare is being implemented to help the poor. Obamacare is a ruse. They're robbing people. They're robbing the middle class. Rich people don't give a crap. They can build hospitals for themselves. They can hire private physicians. They can fly around the world. They can have mobile medical centers. They can do whatever they choose. It's the middle class that's getting hosed. It's reparations through medicine. And that's what it was. That's what it is. No, our health care didn't improve. And then it verified itself when Valerie Jarrett went to black people and said, you know what, we gave y'all Obamacare. She wasn't talking about we gave y'all better medicine, better facilities. You got the same hospitals and the same doctors. She said, we gave you Obamacare. She didn't say, you're going to go more, you're going to use them more often. What she was saying is, we gave you a subsidy, thousands of dollars, for doing nothing. You can get that subsidy. Just in case you still got that crack cocaine habit. Oh, we helped you with that too, because we made the same sentencing laws for crack cocaine and powder cocaine. The same. There you go. Now go away, black people, and keep voting for us. But that's what they did for black folks. So Obamacare wasn't about passing a piece of legislation. It was a theft in order to reward black people. And it was sold that way. But that's why you revolt. You're like, what are you talking about? I ain't getting anything. What do you mean? My health care hasn't improved. My fees have gone up. I'm more afraid to go to the doctor now. They didn't care about you. It was politicized for black folks. Poor people. Who black folks disproportionately are poor people. So if they had fought Obamacare on that notion, they would have defeated it. They would have made it racialized. Oh, so you're trying to say that black people need the subsidy over white folks. They could have turned the thing on them, but they didn't know how to do it. Anyway, what Donald Trump did, one of the biggest political coups in the history of politics, and people are missing the point, and I'll explain it when I come back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Gotta tell you, I'm excited. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm not excited because I'm on my own show and you're listening to it. I'm excited because the Kevin Jackson Show is revealing to people the importance of what Donald Trump has just done. It's been underplayed. It's been downplayed or not discussed at all. People are looking at this whole NFL thing as, excuse me, it's a distraction. Kevin, why is the president chiming in on something that's a distraction? He should be talking about tax policy. He should be talking about this or that. I was on Neil Cavuto's show the other day, and that's what they were talking about. They were posing. This is not important in the scheme of things. He's looking very unpresidential. And why did he have to say, you know, I hope they fire those son of a blanks or whatever? I was talking to a guy, a black dude. He says to me, Kevin, what do you think about Donald Trump saying, you know, son of a bees or whatever he called him? And I said, that's real talk. I said, think about it. I said, look, first of all, for those of you who say, Kevin, I don't like the way he said that word. Okay, I'm not mad at you. I disagree with you, but it doesn't mean neither of us in this case are necessarily right or wrong. But here's what I'll tell you. If you're one of those people that's stuck on, he should be presidential in dealing with this and say it. Because Barack Obama, who, by the way, never would have gone against these NFL players. Let's face it. Neither would Hillary Clinton. But he would have said something like, if he disagreed, which he wouldn't, but he would have said, well, you know, I think that these young men, you know, deserve to have a voice. That's the way things are in America. In America, people deserve to have a voice. But I believe that the way that they're going about it is wrong. And he would have given you some political speak, and people would have been like, well, I mean, that's the canned answer. Let me put it into my terms of Fox. I can go on Fox and go, yeah, you know, this NFL thing is terrible and it's awful and black people shouldn't be doing this. And I get called Uncle Tom. Instead, I go on there and say, man, you don't understand. This is terrible. And let me explain why. And I put it in a way that makes people go, this dude is just talking to us. I'm not trying to be a TV pundit. I'm telling people that are listening to Fox News, as a kid who grew up in the streets, right, and who understands this whole thing pretty well, let me just give you some real talk. The ramifications of what these black dudes did hurt black people for a long time. They don't get it. They aren't going to get it because they've not been made to get it and understand it. And I'll talk about that here in a bit too. So when people say, well, Trump shouldn't have done, I'm like, get out of your mind. First of all, that's how Trump got elected, was by not listening to people like you. Trump said, I know I'm a billionaire. Does Trump act like a billionaire? Be honest. I mean, in the normal way you see him, he dresses nice, he's got the trophy, whatever. And you can see him in his plane and things like that. But when Trump's being Trump, you don't even think, but you think blue collar, former lacrosse rugby player from the Northeast, brash Northeasterner. I mean, you don't think billionaire, mogul, builder, blah, 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 bourgeois, haughty guy. You don't think that at all. Because he uses real talk. And let me tell you, what Donald Trump said, there were people all over this country, there were white folks going, that's exactly what I think about this little son of a britches, you know, whatever. That's exactly what they were saying. There were black folks cheering Donald Trump, saying, yeah, all them sorry MS man, I can't believe them MS gonna go on the field and disrespect this country. There are veterans, black veterans, who are like, man, that's you know, tired. They shouldn't be doing that. There were people that support those veterans. They're saying the same thing. How do these multimillionaire whiners go out and do this and claim they represent us? They don't represent us. They were mad, cursing, talking real talk. They weren't having conversations like, so, Kevin, what do you think of the you know, our fellow black people sitting taking a knee? If you were for it, you were like, man, I understand because the man, and there was somebody else going, man, shut up. Black folks killing black people at 1,000 times the rate of cops, and you worried about Anthony Lamar Smith. His family got $900,000 for that fool. Yeah, but man, the cops just went up, rolled him, shot that dude. Yeah, so what? How many, you going to lose sleep over? I mean, those are the debates. They weren't sitting around going, well, what are you thinking? What are you? Well, I don't know. I'm just sort of wondering what blah, blah, blah. They're talking real talk. And they're having real discussions. And if they're smart, they're looking at the big picture. The big picture of 70% of the people in this league are black. Hired by these white racist men who are paying these black whiners multi-million dollars to play a sport. And instead of just playing that sport, they want to socially engineer things for everybody else. They want to take a knee in defiance of the president, in defiance of the flag, in defiance of a country that will allow you to be whatever you want to be. It transcended Trump. And you know what? I don't know if he knew it knowingly or unknowingly, wittingly or unwittingly, but Donald Trump picked the right fight. Because he said, oh, you want to make it about me? Fine, I'll take it. Boom! Now it's America. People going, why do I need to stand up for that flag? And had a dude came on TV, I think he was a former Navy SEAL. He says, if it's just cloth, then why do they put it over coffins? Oh, I love that. How do you defend that? What other cloth are they going to put over that coffin? What other cloth can bring tears to the eyes of Americans? Show me that cloth. See, that's deep, man. Whew. So Trump said, yeah, I'll stand in the way of fire. Oops, got my Captain American shield. And you know what Captain America's shield was? That flag and that national anthem and that spirit, that American spirit that resides in even people that don't like Trump are like, oh, I got to stand with Trump on this one. What do you think's happening? You think the NFL is going to do better or worse? Yeah, baby. Trump made it unabout Trump, and he made it about the flag. He made it about America. And you know why it works so well? Because Donald Trump wants to make America great again, and he puts America first. He doesn't put football first. He doesn't put Black Lives Matter first and a bunch of whiny, punk, black professional football players. They don't even know what this cause is about. I've often chided Kaepernick. The nerve of Kaepernick. If you're going to be the Pied Piper of new civil rights, my friend, change your doggone name, Jaquan. Okay? Yeah, hi, I'm Colin Kaepernick, and I stand for all black people. Said nobody ever. I mean, come on, Malik. You could come up with something better than that. Donald Trump, man, he made it about the flag. He made it about nationalism. Attack me if you will. But you're attacking the flag. You're attacking the country. You're attacking veterans. You're attacking everything we stand for. And you know what? It's a small gesture for multimillionaires to stand before God and country and say, you know what? I appreciate this opportunity, dear Lord. I appreciate this opportunity, America, and the people that allow me to do it. Because it's so racist now, right? These guys don't have a voice. Oh, my goodness. On my way home, I could be killed by a police officer. Yeah, if you rob a bank, fool. You sure could. Hey, by the way, guys, stop beating your wives. I got more to say, folks. I'm fired up today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So, there's a lot more to this NFL controversy than meets the eye. A lot more. This is huge beyond belief. And I'm trying to explain. I want you guys to understand that Donald Trump has a knack for putting his finger on the pulse of what's really the underlying issue to the issue. And it's uncanny. It's like when Gorka said, this guy's timing and his sense of direction and stuff like that is just unbelievable. And I have to I really and truly have to believe this because, for example, when Donald Trump mentioned immigration, they thought that would crater his campaign, his career in politics. It didn't. When he talked about the Muslims and, you know, them being terrorists and started really pushing the issue, people thought it was going to kill him. It didn't. He started talking about trade. He changed our whole concept of trade. I'm included in that one. Because I hadn't thought about trade too much. Hadn't thought about the U.S. economy is what we should be using in our arsenal. And I could go on. When Donald Trump makes a mention about it, you think about it differently. You think about it seriously. And he doesn't back down. So, over, you know, prior to the NFL weekend, over Sunday, he was like, yeah, here's what we're going to do, you know, blah, 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 with the NFL. Screw them. It's boring. And he brings up these controversial subjects. Well, they get lots of concussions. Really? Them running into each other, get some concussions. They make a lot of money. They make the decision, do they want to run into each other? How many people have dangerous jobs? We have dangerous jobs all over the country. If you look at, in the scheme of things, the NFL is probably far less dangerous than certain other jobs. I'll give you a good example, if you need one. Try being in the military. Try being a Navy SEAL, an Army Ranger, airborne, whatever. Tell me how dangerous their jobs are in comparison to playing a sport that you love playing. You're making millions of dollars. Let me tell you, the SEALs don't make that much money. It's glamorous in the sense of saying, I'm a Navy SEAL, but they don't make that much money. Here's Donald Trump going, you know what? What? You're wussifying the game. You're not even making it interesting, etc. We've come a long way in the NFL from the days of old guys playing. Well, Kevin, they're bigger and stronger now. They were big and strong in comparison to one another then. Okay, so two guys can run at 20 miles an hour now versus two guys running at 18 miles an hour then. Wow, that 4 mile an hour difference is really going to make a difference when a guy can fold up his helmet and stick it in his pocket. Shut up. You don't know jack. I just felt like doing that. That was my Mark Levin moment. That moment sponsored by Mark Levin. Oh, man. Donald Trump has done us a huge favor. They say politics, Kevin, should be about wonkish issues. Let's make it about, you know, tax policy and let's look at, you know, how we're going to govern and our foreign policy and all this. No, it isn't. That's not what politics is about. Politics is about people. And they either feel like they're being represented or they're not. Somebody's winning in the battle of all of this. And let me tell you who's winning. It is the left. They've won the language battle. They are now wanting to convince you that the oppressed people in the NFL are a bunch of black kids, young black men who are making millions and millions of dollars, who want to bring to your attention that their brothers out there in the real world are being gunned down by cops. Neither one of these stooges, not a single one of them is going to sit down and take a knee over the number of blacks killing other blacks. How many of them are going to sit down and take a knee over the number of these NFL players that are whooping their wives' heads? How many of them took a knee on behalf of women when Ray Rice beat the crap out of his wife in an elevator? Huh? Or when Ray What's-His-Face killed his baby mama? Or when Ray Lewis shot somebody at a nightclub? How many of them are taking a knee for those causes? Or the amount of crimes that black people commit against the society in general? Are they going to take a knee for that? No, they don't take a knee for that. They want you to believe black people are oppressed. Yeah, so oppressed that we're gonna make our statement. You know, it's really fun to watch multimillionaires decide they're going to take a stance and support each other. White beaters, and by the way, support a guy who, as I've joked, Colin Kaepernick has more, he's less close to the black experience than Doogie Howser. Talking about being black. Half black daddy runs off, he's raised by an Italian mother. That makes him Italian. Then, she puts him up for adoption, he gets adopted by white people named Kaepernick. That makes him a white boy. And then they put him in the lap of luxury and help him become so good at athletics, probably sending him to camps and all this other crap. He gets into the NFL and suddenly he needs to find his blackness. No, Colin, you need to embrace your whiteness. That family that picked you up and took you and adopted you. Because it wasn't a black family that adopted his sorry butt. It was a white family. So now he wants to be down for the cause. Oh, man, black people, I just being oppressed. Because he wants to impress black people. It's like the girl who dates the bad boy because she wants to make her parents who raised her right understand, you did it wrong. I'm going to show you. I'll show you I can tame the bad boy. So Colin Kaepernick now, he wants to show his parents and show the world. And he gets a bunch of multimillionaire leftist pukes to come in with him. But how many came in with him? 32 teams. 1,600 players on the active roster, and roughly 100 of them protested. Pittsburgh Steelers, Seattle Seahawks, and somebody else. So three teams that made up the majority of the protests. Everybody else is pretty scattered, right? Now, consider this, folks. Just let me help you with the math. 100 divided by 1,600, roughly 6.8%. Let's just call it 7% for shiggles, okay? 7% of the people in the league protested. 7% of the people in the league, of a league that is 68% black. So, it's one thing for the white boys to not do it. The, you know, non-blacks. That would be roughly 32% of the league. But, 7% participated. You couldn't even get black people. When left to their own choices, the blacks in the league overwhelmingly said, I ain't down for this nonsense. I'm living the dream. I live in the suburbs. I'm good friends with my cops. I got cops in my family. I know cops. By the way, from the scene from A Few Good Men where Nicholson says, you know, how are you going to try to tell me how to do my job? You live under the comfort of my protection. And then you want to tell me how to protect you. That's essentially what the cops are saying. You live under the comfort of my protection. Every one of these games, there are police officers protecting this heavily dominated black industry, football. And then when you leave, we protect you. You go to your neighbors, we protect you. And then you want to tell me how to protect you. When somebody that looks like you does something in a neighborhood that's far away from you, you now want to tell me how to be. How disingenuous of you. Let's go back to the numbers. 7% of the league decided, we'll take a stand. 93% of the league said, screw you. And given the percentages, if 68% of the league is black, that's a lot of black folks that say to other black people, screw you. I ain't participating. I'm not part of this ruse, this farce, this nonsense. I get paid a fat check. I get to go home to my wife and my kids. I'm not fighting. Look, don't get it twisted. We play a game. Does it have its risk? Sure it does. But it's not a risk that the cops take. BLM out there trying to convince young black people that there's a conspiracy against them and it's from the police. While members of the BLM are the very people that the blacks better be the most afraid of. 7% of the NFL took a stand. Congratulations, NFL. That's what we're talking about here. 32 teams, 1,600 players. By the way, the Texans stood 100%. I bet there were other teams that were close to 100%. Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin, we'll talk about him in a bit. But he kept his team in the locker room. Except one guy, Alejandro Villanueva, who said, no, I'm an Army Ranger. I stand for the flag. But we'll talk about that because there's some interesting developments in that story. See, the left can kill the Confederate flag, folks. But they can't kill Old Glory. See, Old Glory, you can talk about, it's racist, it's that. No, Old Glory has welcomed everybody. Old Glory gave us a black president. Worthless as that she-devil was, Old Glory gave us a black president. Old Glory's given us blacks that are doing amazing things. And what Trump did was masterful. And it has far-reaching impacts I'm going to go into. And I'm skipping around a bit because, my mind is all over the place on this subject. Fox wanted me to come up to New York and do a panel discussion on this. I just couldn't get the timing to get it done. But this is an interesting topic on so many levels. It really is. The far-reaching impact of this, most people don't understand. Luckily for you, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, and I'm breaking it down for you. I want you to I'm serious. This is truly, I feel like, one of the best shows I've ever done. And we've done some good ones because I think that the insights here are going to be astounding to you.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The headlines have been challenging for the NFL over the past 48 hours with some remarks coming from President Trump. You saw what happened this morning in London with the first game being played. How have you handled that with this team going into this game?
You know, these are very divisive times for our country. And, you know, for us as a football team, it's about us remaining solid. We're not going to be divided by anything said by anyone. And that's the thing that I posted to our guys. I said, if you feel the need to do anything, I'm going to be supportive of that. As Americans, you have that right. But whatever we do, we're going to do 100%. We're going to do together. We're not going to let divisive times or divisive individuals affect our agenda. This collection of men, we're chasing something here in 2020. 2017, and we're not going to play politics with football players, with football coaches. We're not participating in the anthem today. Not to be disrespectful to the anthem, to remove ourselves from this circumstance. People shouldn't have to choose. If a guy wants to go about his normal business and participate in the anthem, he shouldn't be forced to choose sides. If a guy feels a need to do something, he shouldn't be separated from his teammate who chooses not to. So we're not participating today. That's our decision. We're going to be 100%. We came here to play a football game. That's our intentions, and we're going to play and play to win.
To be clear, that means your team won't be on the field.
We will not be on the field.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Mike Tomlin, the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This story, honestly, is a tale of two Steelers. Mike Tomlin, the coach and ethnocentric black racist, and Alejandro Villanueva, who is an American hero, and I'm talking about a true American hero. So we just played the clip of Tomlin talking about the reasons and the rationale behind why he was going to keep his team off the field. Now, he's given you all the who shot John, but the fact of the matter is, Tomlin is a typical black who feels the need to go along to get along. He is the definition, the wrongly used definition of an Uncle Tom, a step and fetch it Negro who just wants to placate the black folks because he wants to feel good about who he is. He wants brothers to go, yeah, man, what's up? He doesn't care that whether what's right or it's wrong. He knows it's wrong. He tests the waters to make sure he has the right decision this time, and he failed. His and the NFL support of Colin Kaepernick has but one outcome. And so in that clip, he's quizzed by a reporter on what his team would do, the Steelers were going to do for the national anthem. And I love, it's such a contradiction. You know, these are very divisive times for our country. And, you know, for us, as a football team, it's about us remaining solid. Okay. I'll give that. We're a team, and we shouldn't be distracted by these types of things. We're not going to be divided by anything said by anyone. And that's the thing I posted to our guys. I said, if you feel the need to do anything, I'm going to be supportive of that. Okay. As Americans, you have that right. But whatever we do, we're going to do 100%. We're going to do it together, is what he said. We're not going to let divisive times or divisive individuals affect our agenda. He just came through 8 years of divisive times. He's got more black players and white players on his team. Comes out of Barack Obama's era, and he wants to talk about divisive times. This man, and I'll prove it to you, he is a total leftist. Total leftist. He says, this collection of men, we're chasing something here in 2017. What would that be, Mike? Oh, that mystical, magical football championship? That's going to change the world, right? I think at the time they were 2-0. I didn't know their record, and I think they were playing a team that was 0-2. And the only reason why I know this is because when I was doing this story, I wanted to research and find out what was going on. He's a, you know, we're at a pivotal time here. We're 2-0. And I love this. He says, and we're not going to play politics. We're football players and we're football coaches. We're not participating in the anthem today, but we're not going to play politics. So every game leading up to that game, Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, had his team on the field for the national anthem. In every game up to that game, including after Colin Kaepernick's antics. And what does he do now? He says, I'm not going to let my team do it because why? As people say, Trump insulted them. No, he didn't. He insulted the people who took a knee, if you want to call it insulting them. I personally say he straightened them out. So what is Tomlin's beef in these trying times? So we're not going to do the anthem today. And I love this part. Not to be disrespectful to the anthem. Well, then what are you being disrespectful to? America? The citizens? The people who voted for Trump? The 69 or 70% of white folks that watch football played by 69 to 70% of black folks who are the ones playing it? He says, he claims it was to remove ourselves from the circumstance. So he never removed his team from the circumstances under anything Barack Obama ever did, or anybody else for that matter. But he's just going to, we're not going to play politics. People shouldn't have to choose, he says, but God wants to go about his normal business. What he's saying is, if a guy wants to do it or not do it, should be his own business outside of the sight of the team. What about the guy who wants to go stand for the anthem? How about that, Mike Tomlin? What about that guy? Can he go do it? Because see, that's what Alejandro Villanueva did. Alejandro is a former Army Ranger, and he said, I don't give a crap what this team says. I don't give a crap who they are. I'm going to go stand for America. I'm going to go stand for that national anthem that has allowed my people to be part of the American culture. And, I mean, kiss the ground that I could be part of this culture. I kissed the ground that I wasn't born in Africa and immigrating over here. I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to be an American and a Native American at that. So Alejandro says, okay, I got my brothers here on the football field. We're brothers. But let me tell you who my real brothers are. They're the people that I left in those countries when I came back to play this sport. They're the people I left over there. And you know what? They're not playing any games. They're not debating on, do I stand for the national anthem? Do I represent this flag? Do I represent this country? Do I represent this president and the 60 million plus people who voted for him? And all of our protectorates and all of our NATO allies and so on and so forth. They don't have a choice. They must stand. I love this guy, Alejandro Villanueva. His jersey sales are through the roof. I don't like that because it's going through the NFL. I'd like Alejandro to license the Tea Party to sell his shirt because I proudly wear Villanueva on a Tea Party shirt. We ended up designing a shirt with Alejandro on it, and it's got his name on the back, and it's an American shirt. But I'm going to do something with the Tea Party as well because this guy's a hero. And I love this. Look, here's the differential. He's saying, yeah, I play football with these guys. I'm a team player. I'm for the Steelers. We're 2-0. I'm part of that. And I'm proud to be part of that. But you know what? I'm more proud to be a part of the United States military, a group that allows me to do this. And as much as he may enjoy his brothers on the gridiron, believe me when I tell you, he has more respect for those boys, those young men and women who put themselves in harm's way to protect us than he could ever have for guys playing a sport. And Alejandro made that clear. I don't care what your 100% is, Tomlinson. I don't care that you're my coach. It has nothing to do with it. I don't care about all these other players. Because you know what I left? I left something that is real. I left people who put their lives on the line. We're not talking about concussions. We're not talking about, oh my goodness, you know, I tackled the quarterback too hard. Over there, it's life and death. And those are guys that take it seriously. His true brothers. And I'm so happy to see somebody say, let me put this in perspective for you. Screw you, Pittsburgh Steelers team. Screw the coach. Screw the NFL. Screw the organization. You are not bigger than what I witnessed with my own eyes and why we do this. And if Roger Goodell would get off his sorry butt and go over and meet some of these troops and find out what's really happening, he'd finally get off his butt as well. Roger Goodell, he's doing what Howard Schultz did to Starbucks is what Roger Goodell is doing to the NFL. He's ruining it. He believes his audience is a bunch of leftist cocktail sippers, and it's not.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.